بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Continue reading from the treatise ثلاثة أصول وأدلتها by the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى. Reading from the first introduction that the author, he has mentioned, the al-masail al-arba, the four affairs, the four important issues which are obligatory upon every Muslim to learn them and to know them and to abide by them. The first one is knowledge, and then after that knowledge is to apply it, and then to call to it and to teach that knowledge, and to be patient upon the harm in that way. And to be patient upon the harm in that way. In our previous class, we were discussing the issue of as-sabr. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned as-sabr diya. As-sabr diya. That patience, it is diya. Diya, the ulama, they mentioned, is a type of light that has heat, like radiance. It's along with light, also it has heat. And this is the case of being patient. It requires for a person to bear some difficulty and hardship. But as-sabr, maqamun azeemun min maqamat al-deen. As-sabr fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being patient for the sake of Allah, seeking the reward from Allah, being patient. Patience is a great level and status and rank in the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. High status. وَمَا يُلَقَّهَا إِلَّا لِذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةٍ وَحَرِيرًا. And the reward for patience is paradise. And the reward for those who are patient, they'll be given their reward without any end. A great, great reward for the patient people. The ulama, they mentioned as-sabru thalathatu anwa'. As-sabru thalathatu anwa'. This is where we left off in our previous class. The patience, it is three types. Who can remind us of them? As-sabr. The word sabr, yasbiru, isbir. Wasbir nafsaka ma'a alladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal 'ashi. As-sabr wal habs. Habs. That's what it means to refrain and to control something, to refrain it, to confine it. Habsun nafs, to a person to refrain and to control his soul and to prohibit his soul from doing anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue or with the hands, and to be patient. But and the reality is a sabr thalathatu anwa'. So insan yasbiru ala shay wa yasbiru an shay. Yani yahbisu nafsuhu ala shay'in wa yahbisu nafsuhu an shay'in. And they have two different meanings. Sabr ala wa sabr an. That's the beauty of the Arabic language and learning the huruf al-jar. Huruf al-jar with one word can change the meaning. So the ulama, they mention as-sabru ala ta'atillah. Ala ta'atillah. As-sabru, the first level of or the type of patience. As-sabru ala ta'atillah. Ay ala adai awamirillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa imtithali awamirihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-wajiba wal-mustahabba. Al-wajiba wal-mustahabba. To perform the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. The obligatory commandments and the preferred commandments. This requires patience. This is the first type of patience. A believer, he has to have patience in all three categories. This is very beneficial to understand. As-sabru ala ta'atillah. Being patient upon the obedience of Allah. And the commandments, performing His commandments, subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they're obligatory, first and foremost, of course. And likewise, even the commandments that are not obligatory, but they're preferred. A person, in order to establish them and to perform them, requires for him to be patient. Who can give us an example of being patient upon the obedience of Allah? On the obedience of Allah. Waiting in the long line. You have to be patient in the long line. Sah. This is from the good manners. It's obligatory to have good manners. Sah. Alhamdulillah. Now. Now patience upon the obedience of Allah. That's why we want any word that the ulama say, fahmu as-su'ali nisfu al-jawab. Understanding the question is half of the answer. To be patient upon obedience. Example, we want some examples. How a believer will be patient upon the obedience of Allah.
Be patient in praying on time.
Aywa, being patient with the salat. To perform the salat on time, the proper time, in the proper manner, and in the best places, requires patience. Requires patience. One has to refrain himself and check his soul in order to perform it at the right time. Naam, and this requires patience. Sah. Another example. To make wudu. This requires patience. Day in and day out. Making wudu in the morning time. In the winter time when it's cold. For example. Or some people maybe they work outside. Dhuhr comes, they work outside in the cold. Construction workers and the likes like this. It's a requirement to make wudu. So he has to be patient upon that. And make the wudu. Whether it's cold or not, he makes the wudu. Naam, and then he prays. So it requires patience to perform these obligations day in and day out. Naam. Another example. Fasting. Fasting requires patience. No doubt about that. Requires patience. Brother, fasting is the school and the training for patience on how to be patient. But all of the actions that are obligatory to perform and all of the actions that are preferred and recommended to perform, a believer, it requires patience for him to comply to those commandments. And to perform them and to consistently be upon them. This requires patience. This requires for a person to have patience. The second, everybody's with me, huh? As-sabru ala ta'atillah. As-sabru ala ta'atillah. What is ta'atillah here? What does it mean? We're specifically meaning da'il awamir. Fi'l al-ma'murat. Al-ma'murat. To perform the obligations. To perform the commandments. Yani the commandments that are obligatory. الواجب منها والمستحبة. All of this is included. Patience. One has to have patience for this. One has to have patience for this. طيب النوع الثاني. عن أحسن. Now they say عن الصبر عن محارم الله عن معاصي الله. يعني الصبر عن المعصية. To be patient in leaving off. And leaving off disobedience, to leave off disobedience, to stay away from the haram, to stay away from that which is impermissible, to stay away from the al-manhiyat, ijtinab al-manhiyat. Naam, al-muharrama minha wal-makruha. Al-muharrama minha wal-makruha. To leave off the manhiyat. The manhiyat are the prohibitions. The prohibitions are two types. One type is that impermissible prohibitions. Other types of prohibitions they are? Disliked. They're disliked prohibitions. So to perform both of them, which one comes first and is most important? Al-muharrama, the impermissible ones. First, he has to be patient. This requires patience to leave them. There are muharramat, wa manhiyat, muharrama, tata'aluku bil-ayn, wa minha tata'aluku bil-yad, wa minha tata'aluku bil-lisan, wal-qalb. There's prohibitions that are impermissible. They are related to the eyes, related to the hands, related to the tongue, related to the heart. Naam, it's impermissible to have hasid. That's in the heart. It's impermissible to have hiqd and baghda for the believers and for the righteous. In the heart of a person, it's not permissible. These are prohibitions that are related to the heart. It's prohibited to rely upon the creation, the type of reliance that is worship, a tawakkul. And this is a prohibition. So, in order for a person to fulfill these and to stay away from these prohibitions, it requires patience. There's prohibitions with regards to wealth and how one earns it and how one spends it, and prohibitions with regards to food, prohibitions with regards to sitting, prohibitions with regards to eating, prohibitions with regards to clothing, prohibitions with regards to haircut. Prohibitions with regards to many things that require, in order to perform these and stay away from them properly, it requires sabr. Sabr an ma'siyatillah. Sabr an ma'siyah. So the first one, sabr ala ta'atillah. And the second one, sabr an ma'siyatillah. To be patient in leaving off the disobedience, the actions of disobedience. This requires patience. It requires patience. It requires for a person to remember Allah Azza wa Jal and to refrain himself and to control his tongue, and to check his eyes, and to have patience with his hands and the likes, and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This aids in that patience. And this is the a beautiful point here. The ulama mentioned that as-sabru hiya ibadah wa yakunu lillah. وَهَذِي عِبَادَةُ تُكُونُ لِلَّهِ. The patience, it has to be for the sake of Allah. Some people, for example, the brother he mentioned being patient in a line. Some people, he doesn't have no choice, he's just patient waiting in line. And that's normal. He's just patient waiting in line because he doesn't have any choice. But to be patient, that one that is in ibadah, he does it for the sake of Allah. And this is a high status and a high rank for a believer to reach and to achieve. And مِن مَقَامَاتِ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. To be patient, seeking the reward from Allah. Somebody may say something, act foolishly. He'll respond with patience. He will respond with patience. He will control his tongue. He won't backlash back out. Somebody will curse him, he doesn't curse back. Why? He's being patient. He's remembering the reward. He's remembering the recompense and the dangers of the tongue. So he will refrain from speaking in the manner that's displeasing to Allah. So he's patient. It's hard though. He said something, you said that. He wants to say something back, but he remembers Allah. And he refrains patiently upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla, hoping for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is a great status. He has a great opportunity to make some money. Come to find out, there's a contract that's invalid or impermissible there. He's tested. All he has to do is just sign right here and he's good. Big money. But he found out that there's some things there involved in this transaction that are impermissible. He has to be patient to avoid that and to leave it. This requires patience. This requires patience. But the one who does this patience for the sake of Allah, he's reached a great status. Remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla and remembering His commandments and patiently leaving that off, hoping for the reward. This is the ibadah. This is ibadah azeema jiddin in the life of a believer. Going through the street, somebody cuts him off. Or somebody cuts him off and then blames him, which happens many times. They'll cut somebody off and then they'll honk and yell and cuss like this. Huh? How would one respond? Ignorantly, la. He respond with patience. He respond with patience, keeping his honor, keeping his modesty and chastity in his tongue and his speech, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this doing it, not because he's forced to, rather he has a choice. He refrained himself. يَحْبِسُ نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Hoping for the reward of Allah. This is the patience that a person reaches. He reaches the high status. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. بِغَيْدِ حِسَابٍ, that the people of patience, they will be given their reward without any reckoning. And meaning that it will be a tremendous reward. It will be a tremendous reward. So this requires patience, but the patience, the one that has the remembrance of Allah, and the one who is patient, hoping for the reward of Allah. It's cold outside, he doesn't want to make wudu. He makes the wudu properly and good, because he remembers Allah, and he is patient upon that, with the remembrance of Allah, hoping for the reward. He could take the money, but he doesn't do it. Not afraid of the blame of the people, afraid of the punishment of Allah. Afraid of the punishment of Allah. Afraid of the anger of, this is the patience that is beneficial. This is the patience that not everybody can reach. Some people can be patient in a line because they have no choice. The line at Walmart is long, you just sit there patiently. But the one who could do that and change that to an act of worship by thinking about Allah Azza wa Jalla, remembering Him and controlling himself and his conduct and his manners, hoping for the reward. Hoping for the reward. So whatever the case may be, whether it's an obligation, a person, he will remain patiently upon that obligation, hoping for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla. The prohibition likewise, to leave it off. This is a great, great, great reward for those who leave off those prohibitions, hoping for the reward of Allah. مَنْ يَضْبِطُ نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. The one who's able to control his self, his own soul, hoping for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is patience. This is patience, and he's hoping for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and controlling oneself, controlling one's tongue, controlling one's eyes. He sees something, he wants to look and look and look, but he refrains. He refrains, and he remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, and he fears Him. And he fears Him. That person who talked bad about him, he wants to talk bad back, he doesn't, he refrains. He remembers Allah, he's patient. And this is a beautiful, beautiful status and rank in the deen. A level of being patient for the sake of Allah. Being patient for the sake of Allah. As-sabr. This is obligation. يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا. يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا. This is obligation. As-sabr. عَلَى الْأَذَى. But sabr also, you have to be patient upon obedience. You have to be patient upon or from leaving off the disobedience. And you also, the third one? patience upon calamities, the decrees of Allah that are painful and hard, that are difficult, hardships and difficult calamities in the wealth or in the family, or calamities in the body from sickness and the likes like this, the loss of life or loved one, or sickness or trials in wealth and poverty and the likes like this. All of this are from the decrees of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is from Allah's decree. So the third one, the ulama, they mentioned as-sabru ala aqdarillahi al-mu'lima. Aqdarillahi al-mu'lima. The painful decrees of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The hard calamities. One has to be patient with these things, that he would not say anything that would displease, that would cause the anger of Allah or displease him. That would cause the anger of Allah or displease him. For example, like one, a calamity befalls some people, and if they're not patient, they may say something or do something that is displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, the death of a loved one. This is the example of the calamity. Now, but now we need an example of how somebody could, if somebody is not patient, maybe what maybe they might do. شق الجيوب وضرب الخيوط الخيوط, and he's slapping the face, ripping the clothing. ودعوة بدعوة جاهلية. This came in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ specifically, that whenever there's a calamity, they would rip the jiyub. The jiyub, this is the jayb. That's not what is intended in the hadith. This part of the thob, they'll rip it like this, rip their clothing like this, and tear their clothing because of the pain and the remorse and their being displeased with the calamity, not being able to bear it. Or they would slap their faces like this, becoming angry and losing control of oneself. And so, for example, many people, whenever they become angry, they punch the wall, or they slam the table, or they throw chairs. All of this is because of a calamity. Something bad happened, he threw his chair, he lost his job, he'd drive crazy through the street, honking at everybody, wrecking his car because he lost his job. Or something happened with the family, so he throws a chair across the room. Like this. This is all being showing detestfulness for the decrees and the calamities and the difficult decrees that Allah decrees for the servant to occur to him. Sometimes these decrees, they occur, they're a test for the person. They're a test for the person, and to see whether he will deal with them properly. So these are some of the examples of a person not being patient with the calamities and the difficult and the hard, the hardship from calamities that are decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other times some people may say, for example, why me? Why me? He will say, he doesn't deserve this. He say, he doesn't deserve this. They'll say, subhanAllah, so-and-so, he prays every day in the masjid, he doesn't deserve that. How could that happen to him? He doesn't deserve that. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. One would never say this about the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. About the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal will cause the calamity to befall somebody on somebody, and He will raise their rank by way of that. He will raise their rank by way of that, purifying their sins and raise their rank and the likes like this. And other people, maybe they're given wealth and they will be lowered by that. They'll be lowered by that. And he will gain wealth and it will cause him to become more disobedient. He will gain al-mal that will cause him to transgress the limits. So that's not the criteria in between here. But in any case, whenever somebody is inflicted with a hardship or difficulty, what's obligatory is to be patient. Now, with abtulia, sabara. With abtulia, sabara. That he will be patient in the time of calamities. All of this is from the obligations of a believer. Now, so this is what we benefit from the statement of the author here, was sabru ala adha fi. That we have to have patience. Who can remember all three of them? الصبر على طاعة الله عن معصية الله الصبر عن معصية الله على أقدار الله الصبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة نعم. So who can say them in English? Patience upon help him out. Obedience. The obedience of Allah. The patience upon the obedience of Allah. Then, patience. And leaving off the disobedience of Allah. And then, patience. upon the calamities, the decrees, the difficult decrees, some decrees and that are decreed for that to befall a person from hardships and calamities. Now from hardships and calamities. This all requires patience. So the author, he is reminding us here, إِعْلَمْ رَحِيمَكَ اللَّهِ أَنَّهُ يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا تَعَلُّمُ أَرْبَعِ مَسَائِلِ الْأُولَى عِلْمُ الْعِلْمُ وَهُوَ مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ وَمَعْرِفَةُ نَبِيهِ وَمَعْرِفَةُ دِينَ الْإِسْلَامِ بِالْأَدِلَّةِ وَالثَّانِيَةُ الْأَمَلُ بِهِ وَالثَّالِثَةُ الدَّعْوَةُ إِلَيْهِ وَالرَّابِعَةُ الصَّبْرُ عَلَى الْأَذَى فِيهِ. Who memorized that? Anybody memorize that? Where's the youth? Nah? Had. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب علينا تعلم أربع مسائل. الأولى معرفة الله ومعرفة نبيه ومعرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة. الثانية العمل به. الثالثة الدعوة إليه. الرابعة الصبر على الأذى فيه. أحسنتم. A believer, he memorizes this text. He understands this text. He lived by this text. We know now the importance of knowledge. We have to have knowledge. We're going to be asked about this knowledge. And we're going to be held accountable about the actions. We're going to be asked about the knowledge when? In the grave. We're going to be asked about the actions when? On Yawm al-Qiyamah. So this is very, very important. Very, very important. Who likes to have a test in the dunya and fail? He goes to take the test. He gets the paper back. Red marks everywhere. Flunked. You didn't study? You come to a test, for example, he's going to get a new job. Or a test to graduate from a doctor's degree. Or a master's degree. Or a high school diploma. Or whatever the case may be. A driving test. Does he like to have a failing grade? Is he satisfied to flunk? Somebody flunked a test. This doesn't even sound good. He flunked. A'udhu billah. He flunked. They called him in high school, flunky. And he flunked. He repeated. But this is in the affairs of the dunya. This is about Allah Azza wa Jal. This is about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is about the deen of al-Islam. This is about the reason why we're created. We're going to be asked about it. We're going to be asked about what we say, what we do. We're going to be asked in the grave. We're going to be held accountable for our actions. They're going to be weighed. There's people going to go to the paradise in the Jannah, happy, reunited with their families if they were believers. The people are going to go to the hellfire. People are going to go to the hellfire and be punished. A punishment that is not from this life. That's not from this life. So a believer has to take this seriously. And this is the key for this. The key to success is here. That's the importance of learning. It's the indication here of the importance of this knowledge. And the usul al-thalatha. But this here is the key for success. Anybody who does not follow these steps here, he's a loser. He's a flunky. He flunked. This test, you don't want to flunk. Nobody wants to flunk any test. But this test, we don't want to flunk. Those people, they fail the test. Ha ha la adri. Ha ha la adri. Ha ha la adri. سَمِعْتُمْ نَاسِ يَقُولُونَ شَيْئًا فَقُلْتُهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us about that. The people who are not able to answer the question in the grave, that's what they say. I don't know. I heard the people saying something, so I said like they said. So this is very, very, very important. This is why we're created. Whoever is abiding by these, and he's fulfilling the rights of these steps, and he is staying within the limits of these steps here. العلم والعمل والدعوة والصبر على ذلك إلى الممات. This is the one who is successful. This one is ناجي. This one is successful. Whoever does not have these steps, he got three of them. He didn't have one. He will not be successful. He'll be a loser. The author, he says, والدليل قوله تعالى. والدليل قوله تعالى. وهذا من جميل صنيع المصنف أنه على المنهج السلفي. Now, and this is how he teaches. The first thing is the mas'ala. The second thing is al-dalil. Al-mas'ala, al-dalil. Al-mas'ala, al-dalil. And this is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Masail wa dalail. Masail wa dalail. This is the methodology of the ulama. He didn't say, I said this or I said that. Or he didn't say it's obligatory upon you and not me. Rather, it's obligatory upon us. And the evidence is in the statement of Allah, not in my statement. It's in the statement of Allah. He says, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the evidence is the statement of Allah, the Most High. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allahu Akbar. So he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the evidence for this, what he mentioned here, the evidence for these four issues, these four masail, is in the statement of Allah the Most High, in the name of Allah the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, wal asr. I swear by the time. Wal asr, wal asri, like this. This is the wow here, is wow, al qasam. This means a swear, an oath. You know that because after it is ism majrur. Wal qasam in huruf al jar. Wal asri. So this means Allah is by the time, meaning He's taking an oath by the time. Now by the time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, that verily all mankind is in loss. Is in loss. All mankind. There's no exception here in this first part. All mankind is in loss. The white one, the black one, the tall one, the short one, the old one, the young one. All man, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ أي كُلُّ الْإِنسَانِ. كُلَّ الْإِنسَانِ is in loss. Is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except for those who believe and work righteous deeds and join amongst each other the truth and enjoin together patience. Mutually adjoining upon one another the truth and mutually joining one another patience. These are the ones who are exempted from loss. These are the ones who are exempted from loss. All mankind is in loss except for these people. All mankind is in loss except for these people. Everybody with me? Who are they? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who believe. Can somebody believe without knowledge? Can somebody believe? Believe in what? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِي. That's the first. وَكُتُبِهِ. All of the al-Iman. Naam, they believe in Allah, they believe in the Messenger, they believe in the religion of Islam. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُوبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. They believe in what Allah has made it obligatory to believe in. They are the ones that are successful. First they believe. All of this belief here is based upon knowledge. The knowledge, he learns it, it's in his heart. He has belief, he knows it and believes it. He knows it and he believes it. He has the knowledge in his heart and it's firm and he believes it. And he has certainty about that. So now he's from the people who believe. That belief is based upon knowledge. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they work righteous deeds. They work righteous deeds. Where's that? That's the second one. وَالْعَمِلُوا بِهِ. But also, there's an indication for the first one. Huh? Can somebody work a righteous deed without knowledge? Then he has to have knowledge. Before to work a righteous deed, the deed cannot be righteous if he doesn't know how to do it. How could it be a righteous deed? Many, many people, they try to do righteous deeds. That's how they became from al-dhaleen. That's how they became from al-dhaleen. Because they want to do righteous deeds, but they don't know how. They want to do righteous deeds. That's how people innovate in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Muslims, they wind up in innovation. Some of them because they're innovators. And they have desires and whims and misguidance in their heart. Others, they just follow the whims and they worship Allah without knowledge, upon ignorance. So they fall into innovation. So their deed is not righteous. Their deed is not righteous. So in order for the deed to be righteous, it has to have knowledge. Because that deed has to be in accordance to two principles. Al-ikhlasu wal-mataba. And yakuna khalisan sawaba. As has preceded in other classes. And yakuna khalisan sawaba. Kayfa yakuna khalisan sawaba biduni ilm. How can it be sincerely for Allah and according to the sunnah without knowledge? It can't. So this is also an indication for knowledge. An indication for knowledge. To know Allah and to believe in Him. And everything that he has commanded to believe in, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They believe, and yet they have knowledge what they believe in. Naam, and then, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they work righteous deeds. And they work righteous deeds. أَدَامِلُوا بِهِ. Also an indication for knowledge. Because the deed cannot be righteous without knowledge. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. يُوصِي بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. They advise one another upon the truth. They advise one another about the truth. About the haqq, any that they believed in. And the haqq about the deeds that they are performing. And they advise one another like this with the truth. They advise one another. This one also is an indication to the obligation of? Calling. Of calling. This is the third one. Ad-da'wah to ilayhi. Ad-da'wah to ilayhi. But all of this goes back to Huh? Knowledge. Now you can't call to the, you can't advise each other with the truth. He doesn't know what the truth is. It's not clear for him. So again, even this calling, الدعوة أولا تقوم على العلم الصحيح على بصيرة. قل هذه السبيل أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة على بصيرة على العلم الصحيح والحجج والحجج والبراهين proofs evidence with knowledge So even to call and to advise one another with the truth, this all requires knowledge. That's again going back to the importance of knowledge. So that's the third stage. That once they learn and once they apply it themselves, عملوا وعملوا صالحات ما اكتفوا بأنفسهم. After that, they have a desire in their heart to help others. They see the khayr that they are upon, and they see the evil and the danger that others are upon. If they die in that state, for example, how will it be for him? Somebody who died upon shirk, a'udhu billah. Somebody died upon drinking alcohol, a'udhu billah. Somebody who died upon innovation, a'udhu billah. Somebody who prays five times a day in a manner that is innovative. So after learning this, maybe coming from that, or coming from worse than that, Allah favored him and taught him, and then he is able to have success to apply that. He tastes the sweetness of iman, he's not going to just leave people like that in falsehood and in darkness, whether you have a concern for them. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And they advise one another. Advise one another with the truth. And this requires knowledge. It requires knowledge. Some people want to advise others and they wind up harming them. Some people want to command the good and they wind up bringing more evil. Some people want to prohibit the evil and they wind up bringing a greater evil. So likewise, this requires knowledge. Knowledge is the first. العلم قائد العمل. العلم قائد العمل. القائد is the leader, the one in front, the imam. العلم imam العمل. The علم, knowledge, it is the leader of action. It's the leader of action. Action follows behind knowledge. But the knowledge is obtained for the sake of action. And for that's the means to have the action. So the action is what is intended. What is the goal, and the order to achieve it is the knowledge. They come hand in hand and they work like this. They come hand in hand and they work like this. And then after that, one calls to that. Upon that knowledge, he'll bring khayr. He will have good. He will have good. He was asked, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, if they told him, if it was said to him, tomorrow is the hour for you. Tomorrow, if it was said to you, you die tomorrow, the angel of death come for you. What would you do? مَا أَنْتَ صَانِعٌ. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah. What would you do? This question was posed to him. If somebody told you tomorrow you will die, what will you do? We think, what will we do? What did he say? أجلس أعلم الناس. أجلس أعلم الناس. I will sit down and teach the people. I will sit down and teach the people. Because of the great reward that will come from that. Just a few minutes left, a few hours left, a few days left, sit down and teach the people. Because that knowledge will go and go and go, and the benefit from that will continue. And they continue. Whoever would like to have their deeds continue after death, and let him teach somebody something good from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let him teach them in Tawheed. Let him teach them in Fatiha. Let him teach him Tawheed al-Rububiyya wal-Uluhiyya wa-Sama'i wa-Sifat. Let him teach him how to pray properly according to the Sunnah. Let him teach something good like this. This is an occasion I heard Sheikh Sulaiman al-Rahayli mentioned many times. Don't let anybody precede you to teaching your child the Fatiha. And you be the first one to teach him the Fatiha. Because after that he's going to recite. How many salat, how many times will he recite? If you're sincere in that, your own child get the reward from it. You be the first one to get that, to reap the benefit from that. And to teach the child the Fatiha. How can you teach something if you don't know it? Again, the importance of knowledge. Again, the importance of knowledge. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned this clear. We see the point of evidence for the author. The author, he mentioned these four points here are in Surah Al-Asr. Who can point them out for us? Except those who believe. Okay, what's that mean though? We have to relate these to the text. Okay, there we go. You had the second one. Abu Muhammad. وَعَمَلُوا بِهِ أَحْسَنَ. That's the second one. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The third one. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And they advise one that this is الدَّعْوَةُ إِلَيْهِ. نعم. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they advise one another to be patient. To be patient. This is very, very beneficial. This is very, very beneficial. Because as we see patience again three times, be patient upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter how strong somebody is, he falls weak. Somebody, an individual, he strives and strives and strives, but he can't do it by himself. Whenever his brother advises him and remind him, this revives the iman in his faith. Sometimes a believer will hear something that he already knows. Somebody who has arrogance, whenever they hear something they already know, what do they say? I know that. La, a believer who somebody tells him something they already know from the deen, Jazakallah khayra. Huh? Because a dhikr yanfa. A believer, he benefits from the reminder. He benefits from the reminder. So sometimes somebody will hear something, he already knows it, but it'll be the best thing that he hears on that day. He'll be reminded of the virtue of salat and jama'ah. Everybody knows that, alhamdulillah, but to remind that and to remember that 25 times, 27 times, this revives that in your heart. Okay, in the morning I gotta work on myself. I gotta do this. So it requires patience and cooperating upon patience, advising one another, sometimes seeking knowledge. You have to advise him, brother, how come you don't come to the class? You advise him like this, patience, to work together. Whenever the believers are advising one another like this, then the khayr grows. The khayr grows. They help one another, they advise one another, they cooperate together like this and reminding one another, then this is a very, very beneficial. Because a believer, no matter how hard he tries, and shaitan, he will get to him. But whenever he yaqwa bi ikhwani, and he'll be al-mar'u bi ikhwani. That's what they mentioned. That based on your brothers, that's who you are. This is a chain, it's a link. So whenever your brothers are strong and they help you, then you'll be strong. You'll be strong. Your brothers, they help you. The sisters, they help one another. So that's why it's good to have good companions, because they cooperate together upon piety and righteousness, and they help you. And you grow in your deen and you become stronger. وَتَوَاصَوْنَ يَتَوَاصَوْنَ بِالْحَقِّ وَالصَّبْرِ. They advise one another, reminding one another to be patient and to be steadfast and to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, to be obedient, to leave off sins. Ya akhi taqillah. Ya akhi taqillah. This is a great, great advice. Whether this is the advice of Allah Azza wa Jalla, wasiyat Allah, al-awwalin wal-akhirin, the wasiyah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittaqullah. Ittaqullah. If somebody today says to your brother, you say to him, ittaqullah, what? You can manage you sometimes, some people. And subhanAllah, if somebody tells you, I need to fear Allah. I need to fear Allah. Jazakallah khairan for reminding me. I need to fear Allah. Great advice. And they advise each other upon patience, and they advise each other upon with the truth. This is the way of the believers. All mankind is in loss. All mankind is in loss. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned here, this is with emphasis. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Inna it brings emphasis, harfu tawkeedin. Lafi, la, the lam is lam al tawkeed, al mazahlaqa. This is very surely, no doubt, he's in loss. Man, all mankind is in loss. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He didn't say, inna al-insana la khasir. Shaykh Uthaymeen, he mentioned this fa'idah, rahimahullah. He didn't say, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that very insan, mankind is a loser. They're losers. He said, lafi khusr. Fi, it has the meaning of dharfiyah. Meaning, munqamisun, from every, min kulli jiha, he is engulfed in loss. He's not losing, he's not a loser, rather he's in loss. All mankind is in loss, indicating like he's in it, and law, he's surrounded by loss. And this is the case. Lafi khusr. And the people who do not have these traits, they are in loss. They are surrounded in loss. If they die without these traits, then the angels, they don't come to them in a nice manner. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَى. They strip their souls out. يَدْرِبُونَ وَجُوهُهُمْ وَأَدْبَارُهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. They come like this, beating their backs and their faces, and they say to them, taste the blazing fire. Taste the punishment of the fire. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And if the soul comes out like this, it's taken out. It's taken out. Because why? Because they're losers. They're losers, the ones who lost their own souls and their families. They're losers. So this is something very serious. That nobody wants to be a loser, but all mankind is a loser, except for these people, those who gather these traits. So we see again how important is knowledge, and how important it is to apply that knowledge, how important it is to help your brothers upon that knowledge, and to be patient upon that all the way till death, because the one who gets it, applies it, and he advises with it, and then he dies upon another path. Ayyadhan billah. What would happen? He's lost. He's a loser. All his life he's upon this, and then at the time of death, he is on another path. He is on another way. He's a loser. He's a loser. So then, as-sabru ala al-adha fi ila al-mamat, ila al-mamat, that a person, he has to be patient upon that way, all the way until he dies upon this path, upon getting knowledge, upon applying knowledge, upon helping and calling others to knowledge, being patient upon that, all the way until he meets his Lord. All the way until he meets his Lord. This one, he is not a loser. This one is the winner. This one is the winner. This is the one that he has the greatest honor, the honor of meeting Allah Azza wa Jal, his creator, and the one who shaped him and gave him form, and provided him for his whole life and everything that he has all the way until his death, and has sent his angels to take his soul in peace and respect and honor. This is the best. This person, he's a winner. He's not a loser. The people who don't have this, then they are losers. They are losers. In this noble chapter Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he began by swearing by the time, Wal-Asr. Wal-Asr. Allah Azza wa Jalla in his book, he swears by his creation many different times. He swears by many different things. Many different things from them. He swears by the creation, or different types of the creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama, they mentioned the benefit and the wisdom behind that is to indicate the greatness of that thing that Allah, he swears by. He swears by his creation, or by certain, whatever he swears by, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to indicate the greatness of that thing. To indicate the greatness of that thing. Sometimes Allah, he will swear by himself. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ in Surah An-Nisa. But also Allah, he swears also by his creation. And that's in order to indicate the greatness of that thing. Because if a person, he sees the greatness, also the importance. Also the importance of that affair that is being sworn by. So whenever a person sees the greatness of something in the creation and realizes how great it is and how amazing it is, then this is an indication of how much greater the one who created it is. And so then when he ponders over the greatness of the creation to understand the reality of the greatness of the Creator, of the greatness of the Creator. And one sees the beauty of the creation, and then he knows the beauty of the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah is swearing by the time. The ulama, they say that's to indicate the importance of something if Allah swears by it. And also the greatness of that thing. Wal-Asr. Allah also, he swears by the night and other parts of the day. Many, many times Allah, he swears by time or parts of time. Wal-Duha. Wal-Layli. Wal-Nahari. Allah, he swears by the night, by the day, by the morning time. The morning time and the daytime, by the night time. Allah is swearing here, Wal-Asr, by all of time. This is indication of the importance of time. This is the indication of the importance of time. A believer, he takes advantage of time. Because as it's mentioned after that, swearing by time, all mankind is in loss in that time. The issue of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for each one of us, we all have a beginning and an end in this life. This life has a beginning and an end likewise, and then the next life, al-yawm al-akhir, al-akhirah. But each soul, it has a beginning in this life, a beginning and an end. So we could look at it from the perspective of a timeline. Somebody has the day that he was born, and he has the day that he will die. And nobody knows, the birthday came, he was born, so he knows what day that was. But as for the day that they will die, he doesn't know. But after that period there, that's called Darul Amal. This is the time for action. This is the time for action. And after that, there's Darul Hisab wal Jaza'. After that, there's going to be accountability and reckoning. So this time, and somebody, if he was born on this day, who knows how, let's say it's 80 years, 100 years, even if it's 200 years, however long, the time like Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years, it comes to an end. Every day what's happening? He's losing time. He's losing time. It's getting closer and closer and closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. Every single day, every single breath, he's getting closer to that day. To that day, the angel comes to him and takes his soul. And after that, they take him and wash him if he's a believer and put him in the ground. And they put him in the ground. They put him in the ground. They cover him. That's everybody's getting closer. We're losing time. Everybody's losing time. They're losing time. And the warner came. One of the meanings of a warner, subhanAllah, a benefit I heard from Shaykh Abdul Razak recently, hafidhullah. The warners, the prophets were warners, and the messengers were warners. There's another warner, a nadir. One of the tafsir of nadir, they mentioned a nadir, Shayba. Allahu Akbar. Shayba. Sheba. Gray hair. Somebody starts seeing gray hair, that's a warning. That's a warning. That's a warning. La ilaha illallah. Some people, they die young. Some people, they, if they don't die young, what happens? They die old. Because that day is coming. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. So if it didn't happen whenever he had full dark hair, it's going to happen when he has gray hair. So that's coming. And for the people who didn't come yet, we don't know. Maybe he's going to die young. Maybe he's going to not die young. He doesn't know. But if he got old, he knows he's not dying young. So what's he doing? He's dying old. So the gray hair, when it starts coming on the side and the beard here and there, that's a sign. That's a warner. Wake up, ya akhi. Wake up, ya akhi. Surah Thalatha. You're going to be asked, what are you talking about? What are you saying? What are you doing? Where's the money coming from? Now it's time. Rectify all that. You can rectify all that with Tawbah right now. All that whole life, 100 years, 50 years, 60 years, misguidance or sin, transgression, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And leave it. And leave it. He can be good. He can be good. Maybe he only lives moments after that. He's from the people of paradise. Because he made Tawbah before he died. The gray hair is a warner. Somebody becoming old, this is a warning. This is from the warning that a person he takes. We have to take heed because that day is coming. So everybody is losing the time, but those who believe, they're actually gaining because that time that they have, they benefit from it. Their iman causes them to work righteous deeds. So every moment that they have, they're worshiping Allah Azza wa Jalla, they're remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, they're performing the prayer, they're giving charity, they're learning, they're studying, they're memorizing, they're teaching, whatever. Upon this, they're not losers. That time that they were given, they took advantage of it in the remembrance of Allah. They took advantage of it in the obedience of Allah. They were striving against their souls to be obedient and they left off sins hoping for the reward, fearing the punishment. So they're not losers. Rather, they're winners. They're winners. This is the case. Wal asr, Allah, He swears by the time. Wal asr. Everybody's losing. Everybody's losing. All mankind. We're losing time, no doubt. Everybody shares in that. But a believer, he's gaining. In that time that he has, he benefits. He's benefiting. He's taking advantage. That's why one of the snares, the traps, was shibak is shaitan. We learned before, shaitan, he has a shabaka. Bal lahu shibak. He has more than one. He has more than one. Shirk is a shabaka. And along with that is kufr and nifaq. And then after that, he has a shabaka of of bid'ah. Then he has a shabaka of kaba'ir. And he has a shabaka of sagair. And then he has a shabaka of taswifat. Sofa. Di'a al-waqt wal-ghafla. And if he can't make you do all of these things, at least he'll make you not benefit from your time. Do something that's not haram, not halal. I mean, not active worship. It's not a sin, just wasting time. Because the time is going. The time is going. So the time is very, very important. A believer, he will never say, let's waste some time. He will never say, let's waste some time. Labadan. A believer, he does not waste time. He does not waste time. He's trying to benefit from his time. Time is precious. If you don't cut the time will cut you. It's like a sword, some of the ulama they mentioned. We have to take advantage of the time. And the best way, a person, he will look at how he could arrange his time and benefit it for in the best manner so that he is doing that which is most beneficial in his life because time is running out. Time is running out. Wal asr, time is important. Allah swear by the time. Duha, wal duha, it's time. And this is amazing. Duha, how does it become duha? وَكُلُّمْ فِي فَلِكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Everything, the stars and the sun and the moon and the earth, they're in an orbit and they're flowing. And whenever they come in, especially Allah puts them in a position, there's light and then there's darkness and then the moon is here, the sun is there. This is powerful and strong. The one who created all of these things and he causes them to flow in this manner. And from that flow, bringing light, bringing heat, bringing winter and seasons, bringing fall from the orbits of these creation that he created, subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever they come in a specific place, it's hasr. He moves them. Maghrib comes. He moves them. Isha comes. They move. وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. All of them are there in an orbit flowing. Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is powerful for the asr to come. This is powerful. This is amazing. And this time is the time of action. And every day is a new day. And every night is a new night. Every day is a new day. And the deeds of today are different than from the deeds of yesterday. Inside time, the actions of mankind are being recorded. Inside time, wal asr. Inside of that time, the actions of mankind have been recorded. People have already passed and their deeds have been recorded. This one, he was a winner, and that one, he's a loser. Now it's our time. Take advantage of our time. and the worship of Allah and His remembrance and His dhikr subhanahu wa ta'ala and His obedience. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.